real quick before we dive into this episode of the podcast. Be sure to grab your free PDF copies of my latest books at frugal.show/free. Now on to the show. Welcome to the Frugalpreneur Podcast. I am your host, Sarah St. John. My guests today are a digital nomad couple who started their online business as virtual assistants. They now work with other digital nomad couples to help them travel more and grow a successful business that can support them. Listen in on them discussing how they bootstrap their business, their biggest successes and failures in doing so, and their best tips for other frugalpreneurs.
Our business journey started just before the pandemic when Austin and I joined the Peace Corps right after college, and we were super, super excited to be going to Mozambique, and we were going to be helping in HIV and malaria prevention and awareness. And we were super excited to go out and to explore the world and have this time to kind of discover ourselves. And we were still pretty new in our marriage and just kind of grow together as a couple. But our departure date was April 2020. And so, as everybody knows, at that time, the world came to a screeching halt. And we ended up having to move into Austin's parents' house because in preparation for the Peace Corps, we had sold our housing contract, most of our stuff. We had someone lined up to buy our car. So we ended up with nothing and nowhere to go and really no life plans or prospects. So I moved in with Austin's parents. They were super awesome to let us live there for what ended up being a really long time. And during that time, we got dead-end jobs and that kept us from seeing each other. And we were so exhausted and overworked and we really missed each other. And we really wanted to be traveling more. And so that really led us to start looking at ways to start making money online to give us that location freedom that we were craving.
Yeah, we were feeling pretty stuck. We didn't know where we wanted to go anymore because our plans had fallen through. I actually fell into some depression. It was really hard for me to move out of that until Monica pulled me out and she found this course to teach us how to become virtual assistants. She had to do it a little bit secretly to convince me, and eventually she did, and we started this online course, and it taught us all the back end of business and how to help other businesses with theirs, and so that's how we got started learning all about the online business space. So one thing that Monica and I have done that we've really, really enjoyed that helped us keep our budget fairly low is we've done some services swaps, and this has actually been really fun because we get to connect with other business owners. And it's a cheaper way of doing things. So, for example, when we launched our podcast, we worked with a podcast manager and she helped us get set up and helped us get all of our first episodes recorded and edited and taught us how to do all that. And then in exchange, we've built her website for her and we're building her a logo. And so it saved us thousands of dollars in her services and then she gets benefit out of it. And then I think it's fun because it's more personable and we really get to connect and resonate with this other business owner who's also starting their business on a budget. And so that's automatically a fun connection point between the two of us. And so we've done that a few times and it's just a fun way to do it for us.
Yeah, definitely. I think another thing that's really helped us save money is avoiding paying for all the fancy platforms with all the bells and whistles as long as we possibly could. There are so many things in business that are nice conveniences and everyone is trying to convince you to pay for them. But when you're just starting out business, you don't always have those funds. And so instead of buying some of the fancy platforms, we built out all of our client processes on Google, which was a free platform. And the benefit of that was our clients also used Google. So they didn't have to learn a new platform that was overwhelming for them. I would say that our biggest failure in bootstrapping our business is we ended up trying to make our business look and fit into everyone else's business model instead of taking a step back and considering what was best for us and our lifestyle. I think when you're first in business, there are so many things to learn and so many people who are wanting to teach you that it's really easy to get caught up in, well, they did this and they are successful. So if I want to be successful, I have to do that very same thing. So for a long time when we switched to web design, we were trying to fit our business model around these VIP days that everyone was doing and telling us that we needed to do, but it really didn't fit with the digital nomad lifestyle. And so we weren't able to make it work. And it was so stressful trying to fit that into the same model that everyone was trying to tell us that we needed to do to be successful.
Yeah, not having a specific business coach or much personal experience, background experience with business really led to this feeling like we needed to do what others were doing. And like Monica said, it just didn't work. However, our biggest success, and this is something that we're both very, very proud of, is we've been in business for 2+ years now, and we have always been in the green as far as our budget goes. Every month, even on the months where we have had low income and not a lot of project or client work, we've always had more money coming in than money going out. And so that's been extremely uplifting for us to know that with our limited budget, we're still doing extremely well. Our biggest tip for bootstrapping your business would be to collaborate and be willing to collaborate with other business owners. And this has helped us tremendously in a couple different ways. But we already talked about some services swaps that we've done. So we've exchanged web design for podcast management or other services like that. And that's been really helpful to get some of the things that we need up and going for our business. We've also participated in some competitions and things online that has gotten us some software that we've needed for email marketing. And I agreed to work with a team of people who are creating a software for web designers, a new project management software. And as I've helped them give feedback and be part of demos for them, they've agreed in exchange to offer their software to us to use. And so as we've collaborated with different people, we've been able to exchange that for either technology or information or services that we've been needing that have helped us get our business up and going.
Yeah, when you start a business, it's so overwhelming. There are so many things you need to do. And so the thought of collaborating with other business owners can just seem like one more thing on the to-do list and super overwhelming. But Austin and I really believe in the benefit of collaboration. We have seen it over and over and over in our business. We've gotten tons of help from virtual assistants and podcast managers and different software platforms. And it's so fun to connect with other business owners who are in the same journey as you. And it really creates lasting friendships as well as really, really help you boost your business.
And I think that's the biggest take home here is business is all about relationships. So as you do these connections and collaborations, you build relationships with other people, and that's going to help propel your business forward more than anything else.
To anyone in the audience right now who is listening and feeling overwhelmed and maybe like they can't start a business, I just want you to know that you absolutely can, and you can be wildly successful. There will be months when maybe you don't have as big of an income as you would like, and you don't have as many clients as you would like. But regardless of that, you can do this. You can run a business and be successful, and you don't have to go into debt. And you don't have to pay for all the fancy bells and whistles. You can scale it back and be successful with what you have right now.
Yeah, absolutely. We know there's a lot of scary statistics out there about how many businesses don't make it past the first year, the first 2 or 5 years. That doesn't have to be you. You can put in the work and you can make your dream come true. Honestly, guys, starting a business has been one of the greatest adventures that Monica and I have ever been on. So we just really want you to not give up on this idea or this dream if it's something that you really want to do. And if starting a business is something that you've thought about and you've tossed around the idea, but you just really don't know how to get started or what business you would do, but you know you want to do something, we have a whole list of online business ideas that you can get started with. These are all businesses that you can do totally remote, totally online. You can be location independent if that's what you want to do. All of these have a very low startup cost to begin. So definitely take a look at those ideas if it's something you want to start.
I love what Austin and Monica had to share. In particular, the tips about collaborations or swaps, and also about not having to have the most expensive and fancy software from the get-go. These are actually things I have done myself to grow my business on a budget. Start with the free software first and build up from there. You can learn more about them and get the freebies they mentioned at austinandmonica.com. If you have your own bootstrap business story that you'd like to have shared on this podcast, please go to frugal.show/guest. Again, that's frugal.show/guest. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. If you haven't already, don't forget to grab your free PDF copies of my latest books at frugal.show/free. Until next time.